Proclamation number 6026 of 17th of August, 1954. Activity of the Light Beings. The beings of light are tirelessly active to break through the darkness which is spread over Earth. Where only open hearts are found on Earth, they lower rays of light into it, and they also succeed in spreading a dim light. They succeed in intervening in people's thoughts and directing them correctly if they only occupy themselves with spiritual thoughts. Therefore, every effort on earth is blessed which applies to the work for the kingdom of God. And every laborer in the vineyard of the Lord can be certain of God's help. Only one thing is needed to encourage people to think about the meaning of their earthly life. To direct their thoughts towards God and thus to awaken spiritual life. Then it will also be possible for the beings of light to intervene and continue the work of redemption started by people. Then light can be kindled in the darkness, which weighs heavily and oppressively on humanity, can be chased away. People's freedom of will is also law for the beings of light which they cannot overturn, otherwise it would be easy to influence people and make spiritual thoughts accessible. Yet the human being should strive towards God and his kingdom of his own free will. He should turn towards him and consciously seek contact with him by mentally occupying himself with him in order to then establish the right relationship with him. He should turn to the Creator as a created being in order to then recognize the Father in the Creator and, as his child, give himself to him without restriction. This is the purpose and aim of every human being on earth. And if he does this, the darkness will also fall from him and he will soon step into bright light. The beings of light are now constantly endeavoring to direct the human being's thoughts from where the light can shine for him, and people's help makes the work easier for the beings of light if they consciously place themselves at God's service. Thus proclaim the gospel to their fellow human beings. If they try to direct their thoughts into spiritual territory. Once this area has been entered, the person will be drawn there again and again because he feels the light shining towards him from there to be beneficial. Then he will also be able to easily separate himself from the world which lies in darkness, for then he will be able to distinguish the right light from the dazzling light. And he will no longer allow himself to be deceived and always want to enlighten his soul more. For anyone who has once felt the benefit of the light from above will surrender to the influence of the beings of light without resistance. And he will truly not fall prey to darkness. Amen.